All of the usual suspects in early spring, refinery maintenance, increasing demand, and the switch to summer blend fuel remain factors. But Mark Jenkins at AAA South in Tampa says other influences are making their presence known.
A lot of the snowbirds are here in town. There's an influx of visitors for spring break and for Major League Baseball's spring training. And gas stations are actually reporting a higher demand than usual because many northerners are traveling down to Florida just to catch a break from that relentless winter weather they've been seeing up there.
Last week, AAA's fuel report concentrated on a tightening supply of ethanol. This week, it's a report on supply by the Energy Information Administration.
One of the major problems here in Florida is that a lot of the gasoline does not come through pipe. We receive our gasoline via ship. And so a lot of the gasoline was shipped over from refineries over in the Caribbean, but those refineries have since shut down. So we're now having to rely on refineries in the Gulf Coast to step it up and offset those shortages that we're now seeing from those closures.
Anytime gasoline demand spikes, Florida must now bid on shipments from the Atlantic Basin to prevent a shortage. Another major factor, says Jenkins, is half a world away, the dispute between Russia and Ukraine over the Crimea that's putting pressure on crude oil prices.
Just the mere threat of a supply disruption could cause prices to spike. Right now, we're not seeing a disruption in supply, but that's not to say that it couldn't happen in the future. And any kind of developments there could cause the price of oil to skyrocket. So it's something that the market is watching very closely.
Pressures on oil and fuel supplies historically have come from the Middle East and from the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries, OPEC. Jenkins says Ukraine, which Adolf Hitler had prized for its oil reserves in World War II, along with Russia, have become major players.
We might not necessarily be seeing a shortage in oil supply because of that shortage or disruption in supply over there, but just the mere disruption could cause the price of oil as a whole to go up, just because this is a global marketplace.
While the first summer holiday weekend, Memorial Day, is still 9 weeks away, Jenkins says gas prices that are now beginning to plateau could lead to less pain at the pump by then.
They might still continue inching up here in the coming weeks, but it seems as if a lot of the refineries are coming back online from their maintenance after being down for the past month or so. And so they'll be able to handle any more increases in demand across the board. So we could start to see gas prices begin to decline here after the next couple of weeks.
AAA's Mark Jenkins says while prices continue to inch up for now, they remain well below last year's peak of $3.88 a gallon. He adds that $4 a gallon gas for this summer is not in the crystal ball.
AAA has said that national average could peak early to mid-April between $3.55 and $3.75 per gallon. The peak demand time for Florida is in March, so as long as we don't see any huge spikes in demand in Florida, we should start to see gas prices inching back down here in this state as well.
Self-serve regular averaged $3.47 per gallon in Pensacola at the beginning of the week. That's 2 cents more than last week and 8 cents more than a month ago. That's also the cheapest among Florida's metro areas. The highest gas price in the state is in West Palm Beach, Boca Raton at $3.75. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.